Good morning, and welcome to FactSats Market Preview. Today is Thursday, March 28th, 2024, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a largely flat open, with S&P futures mostly unchanged. This follows Asian markets closing mixed, and European markets largely higher in early trading. The US 10-year is up 2 basis points, yielding 4.21%. The dollar is broadly firmer against the major currencies. Gold is flat, oil is up, industrial metals mixed, and cryptocurrencies mostly up. Momentum has been limited this week, with activity light ahead of the long Easter weekend. The market continues to benefit from central bank rate cut expectations, though positioning dynamics and overstretched indicators are limiting gains. Month-end and quarter-end rebalancing is also an overhang, with the markets also awaiting for fresh catalysts. Next week's Eurozone CPI data is the focus in Europe, though ECB policymakers have largely backed the June rate cut. The Fed's Waller also reiterated views that there's no rush to cut interest rates, but still anticipates the first move this year. On the data front, we had New Zealand March ANZ business confidence coming in below prior read, Sweden February retail sales above consensus, and Germany February retail sales negative and below expectations. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have the weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, Q4 GDP second revision, March Chicago PMI, March final Michigan consumer sentiment, February pending home sales, and weekly EIA natural gas inventories. In corporate news, Take-Two has announced to buy Gearbox Entertainment from Embracer Group for $460 million in shares. And Keysight has confirmed earlier media reports of a recommended cash offer for Spirent Communications outbidding VVI Solutions for the company. Quiet on today's earnings calendar, with just Walgreens Boots Alliance due to report before the open. Asian equities again finished mixed on Thursday in another quiet session as the month and quarter drew to a close. Greater China markets were among the gainers, although the main benchmarks were off their highs by the bell. Somewhat unsurprisingly, early results from China's largest state banks has revealed balance sheet pressures from exposure to the nation's troubled property market. Bank of Communications and ICBC saw some non-performing loan ratios rising. Interest rate cuts also weighed on earnings, with BOCOM's and ICBC's net interest margin dropping. Banks continue to face pressure from China's authorities to extend financing for approved development projects. However, China's deteriorating housing market and expectations of further rate cuts are seen as ongoing risks to asset quality and interest margins. European markets have opened largely higher, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100 and French CAC all trading up. Bloomberg has reported that French President Macron plans for welfare cuts to bring down the budget deficit. The article reported that French PM Attal pledged more cuts to unemployment welfare and to press on President Macron's reform agenda as the government looks to bring down the budget deficit. It's noted that the official data showed the 2023 budget deficit widening to 5.5% of GDP for 2023, much higher than the government target. And the government is also well off course for bringing the budget deficit down to its 2027 target. And the Bank of England's Haskell, a hawkish member of the Rate Setting Committee, is the latest official to warn against rate cut expectations. In comments to the Financial Times, Haskell said he thought cuts were still a long way off because of underlying inflation, echoing remarks by hawkish member Mann. Thank you for joining us for FactSats Morning Summary for Thursday, March 28th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSat.